October 21st through the 27th. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. If we do not record the impressions we receive from the Spirit, we might forget them. What does the Spirit prompt you to record as you read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians? In Thessalonica, Paul and Silas were accused of having turned the world upside down. See Acts 17:6. Their preaching angered certain leaders among the Jews, and these leaders stirred the people into an uproar. See Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. As a result, Paul and Silas were advised to leave Thessalonica. Paul worried about the new Thessalonian converts and the persecution they were facing, but he was unable to return to visit them. When I could no longer forbear, he wrote, I sent to know your faith. In response, Paul's assistant Timothy, who had been serving in Thessalonica, brought us good tidings of your faith and charity. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. In fact, the Thessalonian saints were known as examples to all that believe. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And news of their faith spread to cities abroad. Imagine Paul's joy and relief to hear that his work among them was not in vain. But Paul knew that faithfulness in the past is not sufficient for spiritual survival in the future, and he was wary of the influence of false teachers among the saints. His message to them and to us is to continue to perfect that which is lacking in our faith and to increase more and more in love. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. And chapter 4, verse 10. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 through 2. Ministers of the gospel preach with sincerity and love. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul's words reveal both the concern and the joy of someone who has given himself wholly to serving God's children. Especially in the first two chapters of 1 Thessalonians, you will find words and phrases that describe how a true minister teaches the gospel. What are you inspired to do to improve your teaching of the gospel? 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9 through chapter 4, verse 12. As I follow Jesus Christ, I can become holy. We all hope that at the coming of our Lord, we will be able to stand before Him with hearts unblameable in holiness before God. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. What did Paul teach about becoming more holy? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. See also Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. Bible Dictionary, Holiness. Carol F. McConkie, The Beauty of Holiness in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 through 18, chapter 5 verses 1 through 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 4 through 10. If I am faithful and watchful, I will be prepared for the Savior's second coming. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 10, Paul used several metaphors to teach important truths about the time when Jesus will return to the earth. As you study these metaphors, consider writing down the impressions that come to you about the second coming of Jesus Christ. For example, what does a thief in the night mean to you? Or travail upon a woman with child? Write down other metaphors you find. What additional truths do you learn about the second coming of Jesus Christ from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 through 18, chapter 5 verses 1 through 10, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 4 through 10? What are you prompted to do to watch and prepare for His coming? See also Dallin H. Oaks' Preparation for the Second Coming in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2004. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. An apostasy, or falling away from truth, was prophesied to precede the second coming. Amid increasing persecutions, many of the Thessalonian saints believed the Savior's second coming must be near. But Paul knew that before Jesus returned to earth, there would be an apostasy, a rebellion or falling away from the truth. See 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You could deepen your understanding of the great apostasy and your appreciation for the restoration by exploring some of the following resources. Scriptures that foretold the apostasy. See Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5, Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12, Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. Scriptures that show the apostasy was already beginning in Paul's time. See Acts 20, verses 28 through 30, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Observations about the great apostasy by Christian reformers. Martin Luther, quote, "I have sought nothing beyond reforming the church in conformity with the Holy Scriptures. I simply say that Christianity has ceased to exist among those who should have preserved it," end quote. In E.G. Schwiebert, Luther and His Times, The Reformation from a New Perspective, page 590. Roger Williams, quote, "The apostasy hath so far corrupted all that there can be no recovery out of that apostasy till Christ send forth new apostles to plant churches anew," end quote. In Philip Schaff, The Creeds of Christendom, page 851. Erasmus, quote, "Everything is now so entangled with these questions of doctrine and decrees that we dare not even hope to call the world back to true Christianity," end quote. From The Praise of Folly, translated by Clarence H. Miller, 2nd edition, 2003, pages 155 through 156. See also 2 Nephi, chapter 28. Apostasy, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to discuss based on your family's needs. Here are some suggestions. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. What impresses you about the feelings Paul had for his friends? How can we foster such feelings for our family, friends, and fellow saints? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. How can we use these verses to comfort ourselves or someone else when a loved one passes away? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 25. Review Paul's counsel in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 25, and find a phrase that your family wants to focus on. Consider writing it on a poster to display in your home. Family members may add a note on the poster when they see each other living by the counsel on the poster. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. Do we ever feel weary in well-doing? Overwhelmed, perhaps, with the demands of discipleship? What helps us when we feel this way? See Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. How can we support each other when this happens? Improving our personal study. Seek revelation daily. Quote, "Revelation often comes line upon line. 2 Nephi 28:30. Not all at once. Don't think of gospel study as something you make time for, but as something you are always doing," end quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12.